chicken them up, chicken them up, oh yeah. Chicken them up, chicken them up, oh,
oh. Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we also have co-hosting for us today is Mark Lassane from Bass Angler Magazine or BassAnglerMag.com. And you know, if you ever want to know anything at all about that, I'm sure that you can either go to him or find him, and he'll get you squared away. And in addition to that, if you're going to be bass fishing, everybody knows to catch bass, you need a huge, powerful outboard motor to get you there before anybody else does. So we have Dean Corbischer from Suzuki on the line with us today. And I think Suzuki makes everything from, I don't know what your smallest one or your biggest one is. What is your range, by the way, Dean?
Yeah, how you doing, John? This is Dean with Suzuki. Our smallest motor is a 2.5 horsepower. You know, you either use that on a small inflatable or a dinghy or something like that, all the way up to 300 horsepower.
Whoa. Okay. That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll get you across the water.
Yeah, I think Mark's got a pair of those on the back of his boat, don't you, Mark?
just one. Mine's only a 20-footer. Yeah. A pair of 300s would be would be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, but it is that time of the year, and first of all, Dean, we appreciate you coming on and helping us out today, and then Mark is going to be around for the rest of the program because we've got his phone line locked in, and even if he walks away, we still got him.
There you
We're going to track you. You can't get away. But it is that time of the year, and Dean, you've got to be crazy busy because right now everybody's is in a big hurry to get their new motors on their boats and trying it out. So give us a little bit about what's going on this time of the year with you and Suzuki, and maybe if there's anything interesting you want to tell us about what you got out there right now.
Yeah, right now, you know, we have the Gimme 6 sales promotion. So if you buy a new Suzuki from 25 horsepower up, you get the extended protection, so you're covered for 6 years.
Whoa, 6 years. But, you know, it used to be automobiles, they had, like, you're lucky, a one-year warranty, but they keep getting building it better, so they extended the warranty. But if you've got a six-year warranty, that must mean something. What does that cover?
Well, it's a three-year warranty and three-year extended protection. So the second year, or the second portion of it, is covered by Cornerstone.
So the... So you buy an outboard motor from Suzuki, and it's pretty much covered for the first 3 years.
First three, and now with the promotion, you get the second 3 years.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Well, I'd like to hear a lot more about what you guys have got going on, but let's talk a little bit about what to do when you're on the water, and I think I'll let Mark and kind of Dean handle this about common sense. We all enjoy, a beer once in a while, a glass of wine or whatever it is, and maybe some beer and hot dogs. But we want to make sure that this is the time of the year when a lot of bad things happen to good people. So why don't you give us some tips on how to prevent that?
Well, first off, you got to leave the drinks at home or on the shore.
Exactly.
Safety first, because you want to have a good time, but you also want your family to be safe and you to be safe and everybody else to be safe out on the water. So that's your first start. The second thing, you make sure you have all your proper Coast Guard safety equipment on the boat. You need life jacket for everybody, a throwable cushion, fire extinguisher, a whistle or a sound device of some sort. Make sure your boat's legally registered and that you have the tune-up work done on it before you go out, because the last thing you want is to be on the ramp and your boat won't start or actually in the water somewhere, and now it won't start again. So
you can't get out and push it.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, you can't get out and push it when your boat breaks down.
No.
You're kind of stuck floating wherever it goes. So, another thing, the life vests nowadays, they make such great, small, thin life vests. I mean, I wear mine all the time, and you don't even know you have it on. So that's a big key, because, if you ever fall in the water, if you don't have a life vest on and, you hit your head or something, you could drown pretty easy. It's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a fact. Falling out of the boat and hit your head on something on the way out, you might be the best swimmer in the world, but if you're unconscious, you're not going to swim too well.
Exactly. Hey, I have a question about a friend of mine asked me about outboard engines the other day, and one of my friends was saying, well, you need to run it at 3,000 RPM so it lasts longer. And another friend says, hey, you know what? These things are made to run, man. They're like race car motors. They're made to run at 5 or 6,000 RPMs all the time. You know, you should just keep your foot in it. And so, I thought I'd ask you, what's the best kind of RPMs to run your boat at to get the most longevity out of your motor?
Well, the key to the whole thing is that you have the right pitch propeller on the boat to start with. So you want to be able that when the boat is full trim, full throttle, that you're running in the recommended operating range. Most of them are around 6,000, some a little less, some a little more. So if your boat will operate at 6,000 RPM at full throttle, that means the propeller is tuned properly to your boat setup. So now you back it down. And usually you will get your best fuel economy anywhere from 3,000 to 4,500, depending on the boat and the conditions.
Okay.
So if you run it in there and it's propped correctly, you should get the best fuel economy.
Now, what about for the life of the engine? Does it really matter that much difference if you're running them hard or you're running them easy? Because Suzuki outboards are really built. I mean, their outboards are almost built like a race car engine now, because they produce so much horsepower with hardly any cubic inches, it seems like they're made to run, a performance engine made to run at higher RPMs. But does it hurt the life when you run them that fast?
No, we've got guys that run them from full throttle to a lot of guys, they idle almost all day because they're just slow trolling. So those motors will run in the spectrum anywhere between idle to 6,000. But, you're going to get better fuel economy if you bring your RPM back. And fuel costs on the dock, it could be up to $5 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So, Dean, what you're saying is that it's not so much the life of the engine because they're built so well, they can run at higher RPMs all day long without hurting the engine.
Well, that's true, but most people, another thing, a lot of times you can't run full throttle all the time
because
of water conditions.
Yeah, but you're doing it for obviously for safety and economy.
Yeah,
and then we're getting back to some more safety ideas. We're not going to get into trailering right now, but I can remember some years ago, and I'll tell you, it was I think Lake Nacimiento. I used to have a friend of mine, and I had a pontoon boat up there. And after we'd brought the boat in, we used to get our lawn chairs and go down to the launch ramp and watch the people coming in that had been out on the lake drinking all day.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That's crazy.
So what would happen is, he'd bring his boat in and his wife would go get the truck. And to see her trying to back that trailer down the ramp without getting it sideways, and then, of course, they've all been drinking and they're yelling at each other. it was quite fun, but it's it might be fun to watch, but it's not a very smart thing.
No, not a smart thing at all.
Mm-hmm. And then, anyway, as far as the gear that you want to have a boat, obviously it depends on where you are and what you're going. There are certain things, flares, et cetera, that are good to have. Is there any little tips that you might want to do? One thing that I will mention, and it has nothing to do with you've ever heard before, but a friend of mine that dropped a knife and nicked his foot, got a staph disease that almost killed him. And he got airlifted, from Alaska to Seattle. And now he carries a little bottle of bleach all the time. Anytime there's a little nick or something, he puts it on. That's something you don't normally hear about. But
bleach, huh?
Yeah, just spray a little bit of bleach on it, and it happens more times than you might believe.
Wow, that's a great mm-hmm. advice.
And the other thing is that I would say that depending on the boat you're on, a lot of people go in their bare feet. I don't recommend that at all. There's too many ways that you can slip and hurt yourself and hurt your feet. But, that's just some other little tips. But, Dean, we're going to have to get you out of here pretty quick. We certainly appreciate you coming on. And if somebody wants to learn more about Suzuki, what do you suggest they do?
Well, you can go on SuzukiMarine.com, check out our website, and it has a listing of dealers. You can put in your zip code or tell your closest dealer as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, and of course, also you can find it real easy on Google for anything. But we appreciate that very much, Dean. Thank you very much for coming on,
and
hopefully we'll talk to you real soon. I know you're busy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay. All right. Mark, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm on a jiggy, 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 jiggy. right now. I'm gonna jig it, jig, 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 jig. Jig me up a wallet right now.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Fix me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in the pickup.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have Joe on the line with us from Lake Comanche, and we're going to find a little bit about what's going on up there. And we also have Mark from Bass Angler Magazine. So let's kind of get a report up from Comanche Lake and see if Mark has any questions for him. Go ahead, Joe. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me once again. Great to be back. Things are great here at Comanche. The water level, as I said, about 35% capacity, doing a lot better than most lakes, and we still have all of our normal attractions. You're able to launch from both shores still. Still have campsites available through the whole summer, full hookup sites for anyone bringing their RVs in. Still doing our rental boats, and we just added a new rental boat to our fleet, our deluxe 14-passenger, fully equipped with a grill and onboard stereo system. We've spent a lot of our off-season renovating our North Shore Grill and Cafe, having some of the greatest lakeside cuisine you'll find for miles around, and plenty of other great attractions.
Well, the obviously it is certainly that time of the year. What can you do on the lake, Joe? Is there water sports allowed? Can you touch the water? Is it fishing or boating only?
No, you're definitely allowed to do water sports. We'll have plenty of people come and bring out speedboats for the wakeboarding or jet skiing, tubing, any of that kind of stuff. But you'll also see a lot of the really nice fishing boats heading out, cruising out to the dam and dropping a line out there. So, pretty much go nuts out there.
Well, you know, that's really what it's all about. And all of us at Fish Talk Radio, you know, we enjoy fishing. We encourage responsible fishing. But the whole point is just to, you know, get off the couch and get out on the water and enjoy what God gave us.
Definitely. I mean, summer in particular, you got to go out there and enjoy the outdoors. Yeah.
By the way, you guys are a little bit of an elevation. Is how hot it is up there normally in the summertime?
It can get pretty hot. During this past week, we were kind of fortunate. It was like high 90s Monday, Tuesday, but then it's cooled down a little later in the week. But, I mean, it can go anywhere from like high 80s to 100 plus.
Well, you know, if you're outside and, you know, there's a little bit of a breeze going and you got air conditioning, but the main thing, the best thing to do is get on a boat and keep moving.
Yeah, get in that water.
There you go. Now, if somebody does want to do that, what kind of tips you got for them? Quick, give us a real quick idea where to find you geographically and where to find you if they want to give you a contact.
Well, to contact us, you can call us toll-free at 866-763-5121. You can check out our website, ComancheRecreation.com, or we have our Facebook page. Just search Lake Comanche.
Cool.
And our South Shore is located here in Calaveras County in Wallace. And our North Shore marina setup is in Ione County.
Oh, I thought you're all part of the same thing.
Say again?
You're not part of the same lake? Two different?
No, I mean, it is the same lake. We're just we're split across the county line.
Oh, okay. Okay. Big lake.
So happy.
It stretches across two counties, right?
Correct.
There you go. Okay. Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming on very much.
And yes,
we'll
indeed.
Be talking
Thank
to
you
again real
me.
Soon. Thanks. Okay, Mark, we've got you back on the line, and why don't you give us an idea, a little bit about what you've been up to, and let's talk a little bit about maybe some bass fishing tips.
Sure, sure. You know, I have to say Comanche is a great lake. I've been there many times. Really a fun lake to fish. There's all three species in there, so really a great place to go, camping, fishing, everything. They have a nice store, a little restaurant, so it is really, honestly, a great place. So I've actually been fishing quite a bit, mostly in the California Delta because it's close to my home.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that you had a slow day and there were only 30 fish you brought in the other day.
Yeah, only 30 fish. You know, I like getting, you know, 100 to 300 fish a day.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know.
You know what? Honestly, I think I would have give up after 30 anyway and throw my rod down.
Yeah. You know, when I go out fishing for the day, I have an expectation between 10 and 20 fish a day. It's usually what I hope to, you know, what I'll expect will happen. If I get more than that, wonderful. If I don't get that many, then I go back out and try to figure out what I was doing wrong.
Hmm. Well, you cover a lot of territory because your magazine, of course, is certainly nationwide, if not worldwide. And then why don't you give us maybe a little bit of different ideas? I know that obviously in the South, you know, bass fishing has pretty much originated there, I think. But at least like most of the guys on television have a Southern accent. But why don't you give us some ideas about different strains of bass at different parts of the country?
Oh, there's several different strains, but the majority is smallmouth, spotted bass, and largemouth. So the largemouth are a little more southern. You know, usually when you're down Texas, Louisiana areas, you could expect more predominantly largemouth. And once you start moving north, you get into spotted bass and smallmouth. Like the Great Lakes is an awesome smallmouth fishery, and I'm supposed to go there this fall, and so I can get a little firsthand knowledge. I've never been there, but I've read a lot of stories on it and worked with a lot of people that do fish that area, and there's just giant smallmouth. Like 3 to 5 pounders are common when, you know, 3 to 5 pounders, a 5 pounder in a delta would be incredible. So that, and then, you know, spotted bass up in the Alabama area, you know, there's a lot of Coosa River spots. So, and then you fish for each one, you know, kind of a little bit different. Largemouth this time of year have a tendency to get in the weeds. So they're going to be in the more weedy areas when smallmouth and spotted bass are going to be more in the drop-offs and a little bit deeper. You know, early morning when you have low light, you're going to be catching these fish usually on top water. As the day progresses and the sun comes out, if the lake doesn't have any weeds, all the fish, largemouth, spots, and smallies, are all going to go deep. if it has weeds, then the largemouth go up to the weeds, and the smallmouth and the spots generally go a little bit deeper.
Was it because they like cooler water, or is it the light or the food or what?
It's a little cooler. It looks like they really like the less light where they can ambush mm-hmm. their predators. And I think boat traffic has something to do with it also. You mm-hmm. know, if you get up shallow, there's boat traffic and waves and things. When they get down below about 10 or 12 feet, all that dissipates, and they're mm-hmm. just kind of down there by themselves.
Okay. Well, you know, what you do is mostly professional bass angling, but let's talk about something else. Professional bass angler usually has the technique where they got these big high powered boats and they run back and forth to their favorite spots and they cast 1,000 times. But let's talk a little bit about the weekend warrior that wants to go out and catch bass.
And a guy with an aluminum boat or the float tube or
right.
from the bank.
Well, there's a friend of mine that does a lot of fly fishing for trout for bass, but or if you get somebody that wants to go out, and they want to use a spinner, a spinning outfit with something on it, or if they just want to float a worm, give us some ideas on what some of the different techniques and what you recommend for people other than the hardcore bass angler.
For the fly guy, I can't help you. I've only been fly fishing once in my life, and that was for trout.
Okay.
So I'm just not the guy to ask for that.
We'll get Jason on for that, yeah.
But, with the spinner rod, I use a spinner rod quite often. In the Delta, I generally don't use one very often. But when I go to the lakes, I do, especially when the fish get deep, I'll use a spinning rod. And usually when I'm throwing a spinning rod, it's because the weight of the bait is an eighth ounce or less. So it just makes it easier to throw a smaller bait on a spinning rod versus a bait caster. So I'll generally be throwing, this time of year, it seems like every time we get on, they talk about the Senko, and the Senko is just one of those baits that anybody can use. It's made a professional out of so many guys, that have never fished before. It's crazy. So it's basically a stick worm that's real heavy, and you just put a hook through it and throw it out, and it kind of shimmies on the way down and really attracts a fish. Almost does it all by itself. You just have to throw it near a fish. Secondly, there's it's called a Texas rig worm. It's where you use a bullet weight in the front and then use a wide gap hook, and then you'll put a worm on, and anywhere from 3 to a 10-inch worm with a 6-inch worm being about the average. So you do that, and then with that technique, you'll want to, you usually throw it out close to the shore, and then you kind of shake it and hop it and just kind of work it down the bank, or down, mm-hmm. Down a point or down a ravine, down out in a deeper water where the fish are living.
Okay. And the, again, you can, I guess you can do it anyway. You can fish from shore. You can do whatever you want. And there's a lot of lakes around, because normally they don't trout plant bass too much, but their bass are found pretty much anywhere in the United States, aren't they?
They are. I think they originated in, Florida and the southern states is where they're indigenous to, and then they transplanted them in here into California. So all the bass here have been transplanted. They're all from back east.
Mm-hmm. And then the Florida strain is the larger ones. But we talked a little bit about different types, and even from one locale to another one. And they said they're not typically planted, but is there been any changes in the type of bass that we're catching now as opposed to, 15, 20, 50 years ago?
Well, there's a strain called a northern strain, and I can't mm-hmm. for the life of me tell you exactly where they came from. I would have to assume that they're northern. And those ones grow a little bit slower, but they're a little more aggressive fish.
Okay.
So they grow, they're a slow grower, but easier to catch.
Okay.
And then you have the Florida strain, which grow faster, but they're a little bit harder to catch and a little more finicky.
Okay.
We're gonna have to
take a quick break, but we're not done with you yet. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and take that as a break. Make sure that you go to BassAnglerMag.com and FishTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
I'll drift around making gator sounds down in the Everglades.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Santos Finisterre Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Santos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year. And there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring a whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
She'll never understand my way of thinking.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I am John Hennigan in studio with Mark from Bass Angler Magazine. And also we have Eduardo Herrera from Marina Costa Baja. And what I would like to do, Eduardo, thank you very much for the recent tour that you gave us when we were in La Paz. And I'd like to see if I can get Mark to come on because he hasn't been down there yet. Maybe you could explain to Mark a little bit about the about La Paz, the resort, and we know that you know that you're not the fishing expert down there. You're the resort expert, but I'm sure Mark has some questions about that in general.
Thank you very much, John. So, Mark, so you are very welcome to come to La Paz. It's easy to get here. So you can fly to Los Cabos. Everybody knows about Los Cabos, and we are on an hour and 45 minutes driving from Los Cabos. It's on the north of the Baja California Sur state. So and we are completely close to the downtown. It's a special resort that we have on a 150.
Are you an all-inclusive resort? Or
We are an European plant. The most important thing is that you are coming to La Paz to dive in, to go to the island, to dive with the sea lions, to try to fish a beautiful sea bass. So the thing is that we don't have that kind of hotels here in La Paz.
Okay.
Because the people enjoy the Sea of Cortez. It's one of the biggest aquariums of the world, no? Natural aquariums.
Okay. And how far is the island from your resort?
Well, so we have the marina that just when you go down from your room, so you go the 2 minutes you are in the marina, and we are 35 minutes from the island.
Okay.
So we take the boat, nice. And it's pretty easy to go there.
Okay. Is it like a place I would bring my wife and kids, or just my wife?
No. It's a family resort, so everybody has opportunity to enjoy it. Because, for example, your wife can enjoy the spa, and all the family can enjoy the trip to the island. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the trip, you can go to a private beach, and you will have a great lunch with a fresh fish.
Right.
In a private beach, no?
Mark, can I interrupt you just for a second?
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of a technical glitch, so what I want to do is we're going to take you off for a couple minutes so we can bring Larissa and Eduardo on together. We've only got two lines, and then we're going to come back with you in a few more minutes. So if you don't mind doing that. Okay, we'll be back with you in about 5 minutes or so.
All right, okay. I'll talk to them.
You betcha. And go ahead, Eduardo. Why don't you go ahead and give us a better idea of La Paz is a tourist area, but not so much popular with the United States. But there's a reason a lot of people that live in Mexico go there for vacation.
Well, it's not popular because nobody knows about us, but we have a different attractions than Los Cabos, no? Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Larissa, you snuck in on me. Eduardo, I told you I had a special surprise for you, as I'm sure that you would remember, because if you met her, you would never forget her. We have Larissa from Larissa Unleashed on the line with us, and maybe you guys can stroll down memory lane for a minute about her trip down there. And I think she also has been busy since she's been down there. She might tell us some more about that. So why don't you go ahead, and you guys can talk for a little bit.
What a wonderful surprise. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm doing very well. I miss La Paz, and I miss Costa Baja.
So this is your home, you know, wherever you want to go back. So it is easy. You know the way.
I know. I need to get back down there.
How was your experience last time?
It was just perfect. Like, it was beyond what better than I could ever expect. You know, the hotel is just over 5 stars, in my opinion. It was so comfortable. It's just the perfect setting, great vacation. And I'm not going to lie, I actually went to the spa and got a massage because I was catching all these big fish. And one of the best spa experiences I've ever had. So I miss it, and I can't wait to get back down there.
Well, I think we can arrange that, and I'm sure Eduardo would be loved to host you.
Oh, I would love to have you here again.
But Larissa, if you don't mind, I know it was your first trip, but now that you've been there, you're an expert. Give us an idea about the fishing experience. What's available down there to catch?
Well, it's just amazing. Like, in La Paz, there's a lot to catch, a lot of good fish, and the number one fish, I think, on everyone's trophy list is the rooster fish. And it's kind of an untold secret about La Paz that, you know, it's the capital of rooster fishing, and it's very, very affordable. So, I mean, we're catching dolphin and just a little bit of everything, but the number one thing that was on my trophy list was the rooster fish, because they're a really strong fighting fish, and they're just so beautiful with their comb and the way they fight and come up, so... that's one thing that a lot of people, you know, you can take a vacation. The food is out of this world. I know I ate one night in the restaurant right in the hotel, and it was unbelievable. I mean, I was so spoiled. I'm actually getting hungry just thinking about how great it was. And just the fishing, and there's just so much to do, and there's a golf course right behind the hotel, and it was just an unreal experience. Everyone really needs to, you know, go visit if they get mm-hmm. a chance and go stay at Costa Baja.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larissa, where are you right now?
I am actually in Key West, Florida.
Are you fishing?
I will be fishing the next day or two. Some of my friends are coming from Brazil, and I'm going to get them on some sharks and some permit. Mm-hmm. So. Looking forward to that, and I just got back from Europe. I fished for Team USA in the World Predator Classic, and we were fishing for zander, perch, and walleye. Pike, my bad. And it was a three-day tournament, and Team USA, we came out fifth place out of 52 teams and 16 different countries. So we did well, considering we never caught those species before.
Wow. Well, when you talk about La Paz and talk about the resort, you can speak with authority because you've been a lot of places, and I know that we recently got back from Europe. You said, and then where's your next trip?
Next trip is actually Hawaii. So okay. I travel a lot, and I travel for a living, and I'm always going to fishing destinations, but I do have to say La Paz is top of my list just because of how comfortable and great the stay was and the fishing and the food and the culture and the people. You know, just the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely on the top of my list.
Well, I've got some people in staying in the condo in Cabo, and I want them to get up to La Paz because there is a culture experience there. And Eduardo, you probably know a lot more than I do, but you know it is the capital city of Baja California Sur. But it was a lot of people don't remember that. Of course, most of California was at one time part of Mexico, and La Paz was established. I think the original Presidio or whatever it was 1698.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well. What that means is that there's
480 years old.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, and that's what people don't seem to understand. And the culture and the richness and, you know, the people and the friendliness of the people, I think that in itself is worth the trip.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's ever looking for a great vacation and great fishing and culture and food, La Paz and San Costa Baja is definitely, like, has to be on everyone's next trip.
There you go. And, you know, if you get in touch with us, we'll get some special prices for you. We'll get Eduardo to give you the insider deal.
You all the time. You will be a pleasure to host you again.
Yes, right.
Just share with your friends and try to bring in all of them.
There you go.
Exactly. Trust me, I tell everyone about it. So maybe next time we'll have a good big group to come down and we'll all hang out at Costa Baja and come eat and go fishing. So that's the plan. It's in the works.
Well, Eduardo, give us a quick idea looking forward this year. I know it gets pretty warm, obviously, you know, July, August, and September. But kind of give us an idea about what's happened for the rest of the year. Of course, as the water warms up, the fishing picks up. But do you have any recommendations on where and when, or just whenever you can?
So, no, all the year is a very good time to come to La Paz. It depends on what exactly you are looking for. If you are coming from diving, if you are coming just for relax, or if you want to come to fishing, so there is a specific date for the trophy fishing. So we can share with everyone or in your website. We can see the different species that you can catch.
Perfect. Yeah. And generally speaking, in the midsummer and early fall, it can be very warm, you know. But there's certainly air conditioning, and you're on a boat. And then, of course, they've got some great cervezas available too, if that's what you need to cool you down.
So no, it's not too hard to wait here. It's pretty nice.
Okay. Well, it's been a lot of fun reminiscing, and I think, Larissa, we're going to have to make a date to go down and see Eduardo again sometime, hopefully real soon, and maybe we can do some more filming for Larissa Unleashed.
I know. I'm excited because Larissa Unleashed is airing this Sunday on Destination America, Sunday morning
at
7 a.m. for the next 10 weeks.
So. Oh, cool. All right. Well, you might even see some footage of La Paz in there then. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then perfect. I need to come back because there's a big rooster fish with my name on it.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, make sure you turn into Larissa Unleashed and give Eduardo a call up at Marina Costa Baja. Thank you guys very much. We really appreciate
you
hanging in
good
there for us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, John.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.